This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I guess prosecutors in California did not listen to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski when they said that you're not supposed to go after the children of President Biden in this case. They didn't get the memo on that, and yet we now have these new indictments on Hunter Biden, and this, of course, will have all kinds of ramifications. Moving forward, we'll talk about that here a little bit on the program this morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. It is Friday. The Friday edition is here. It is upon us. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And if you might have a question or comment for Frank Salvato, who's going to be joining us here in just a moment. So once again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we've got a few direct messages as well this morning and yesterday as well. We're very happy to hear from you in that regard, in that vein as well. So, folks, let's not waste any more time. Let's head on over and bring in Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right, it's Friday. We made it. Things are looking good. And I got to tell you, all morning long on the program, the funnel meter is just, it's pegging, and we're very happy about that. But what do you think? It's not pegging. The funnel meter is not good, obviously, for Hunter Biden with these new tax charges. What do you think about that?
Well, we do have to take into consideration that the charges leveled against him were in California.
Yes, that's true.
You know, so there's only three other places on the face of the planet. Well, four if you count Ukraine. But three other places on the face of the planet where he could get a more favorable jury, and that's D.C., New York, or Illinois.
Right.
You know, so if people are expecting these indictments to be something that is going to see him frog marched out in orange, you should dial back your expectations a little bit. It might get him some bad press, might give President Biden an opportunity to slip up either in action or in word, but I don't believe it's the big smoking gun gotcha. The Bidens are now all going to pay for what they've been doing for the last 12 years. I don't think that's the case here.
Well, but it does sort of pile on, and certainly as we get into to the election year, and when you have prosecutors saying things like, you know, he was spending money on basically, you know, strippers and stuff like that, anything but taxes, is pretty significant, only in the fact that it does have, I think, an optics problem for the Bidens.
Well, now, I don't know a lot of them, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that crack addicts usually don't prioritize paying their taxes. You know, I'm not overly surprised by the fact that somebody who doesn't know what month it is has forgotten April 15th.
Right. No kidding. Well, and then, of course, on Wednesday, President Biden was asked by a reporter, talking about, you know, did you do any illegal acts or all your interaction with Hunter or his businesses, basically. And Joe Biden just said, it's all lies. It's all lies. But we don't really believe that he never heard about any of this. And certainly with the emails and all this other evidence, And then, yes, there are allegations, but they're very, very substantial, and we're finding out more about it every day. So there was involvement, it would appear.
No, if you believe the evidence, if you believe what you see in front of your eyes, then yes, there's a ton of evidence. If you believe the politician that you want to believe because you just vote an R or a D, then this is a conspiracy theory and they're just trying to railroad President Biden. But the fact is, you know, over the past, let's say 50 years, maybe longer than that, getting away with being able to lie to the American people or give misdirecting answers has become something the public has accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first step onto the slippery slope. Now we see people called in front of Congress, like the presidents from those universities, and their canned responses to the blatant anti-Semitism on campuses is so surgically legal that it's a waste of time to bring them before Congress.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, we support free speech and we don't like hate speech and we won't have this. Well, then why are you allowing what you have on your campuses?
Right. Oh, yeah, but they'll tell us we abhor, anti-Semitism and this kind of stuff. And you're right. It sounds it's all been sort of made up to, you know, ahead of time, and it's not genuine. And then they're also more concerned with stuff that's not happening on campus. We're not seeing an Islamophobia, quote-unquote, demonstrations or mobs or stuff like that. That's just not happening.
You know, and this is an aside because, you know, this whole thing on the campuses relates back to what we were talking about, the politicians. Because we have become conditioned to hear that canned response. We have become conditioned to have to divide by 75 anything that comes out of a politician's mouth. So when you do see someone who's brave enough to stand up and say the truth and say 2 + 2 does equal 4, not 5 or 3, they get painted as an extremist. As an aside, and I've just got to point this out, if you dislike Hamas and you condemn what they're doing, and someone calls you an Islamophobe, that doesn't square. A phobia is a fear.
Right, yeah.
I don't know a lot of people who fear. They're pissed. But I don't fear Islam. I think it's a horrible ideology that wants to rule the world, but I don't fear it.
Right.
So when someone says, you're an Islamophobe, not really, but you might want to look that up there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you have a condition or something, and you need, like, help and treatment, stuff like that. Yeah, that's the connotation.
You're transphobe. Yes, I'm terrified of that.
All right, thanks, Silvano. Stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Yes, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning as we are racing through this Friday edition. And we're having a great time this morning. A lot of great calls, a lot of great discussion, a lot of great information, a lot of great everything. And it's even better because it's Friday, and we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And once again, we're glad to welcome back Frank Silvato, of course, from undergroundusa.com. He's also the author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, the debate that we saw, you know, this last night, actually, it was on Thursday night, I thought that, you know, obviously they had a big drop in their viewership for various reasons. But one of the things that these GOP candidates can't seem to do is they can't seem to get, you know, I don't know if it's like Wile E. Coyote, they need to strap a rocket on their back and try to catch Trump or something. But just like the coyote, they always seem to you know, it just doesn't work, does it?
No. And then, therefore, these debates are really just a chaotic battle for second place. And no one on the stage, whether you champion the person or not, is going to be Donald Trump's running mate. He's not going to pick anybody from that stage presence. Just not going to happen. So what is the exercise? Right now, all I see, and I find these debates to be a colossal waste of time, all I see is the fact that the four people on stage that were there last night realize that it's a cage match. It's about getting the best zinger, the best one-liner, the most people going ooh and ah in the audience for what was said. I don't care for leaders like that. They had a perfect opportunity to sit down and say, okay, we're going to talk about the economy. let's all talk about the economy to figure out at the end of that segment where we should be going. Let's have an open process for crafting policy and platform. Instead, I've got Chris Christie over there trying to lecture everybody on how not to be mean to Haley.
Right.
You know, shut up. I don't care what you think, and you're lecturing me to act a certain way. Boy, that just kind of kicks individualism right off the boat.
Well, you know? and it was, you know, talk about a free for all. I mean, this just really, you know, just was off the charts. And Ramaswamy, I think trying to emulate Trump to some degree by, you know, shooting from the hip and sort of saying things that, oh, I can't believe you just said that, kind of a reaction, that kind of stuff.
What are we learning from these debates? Nothing. Nothing. We're not finding out why someone believes in their platform, believes in a policy they would employ, and why it's different from the person standing next to them at the second podium. We're not learning everything because they're going into this to say, the only thing that matters is whether I have the best gotcha line. That's what our politics has come down to. It's the Hunger Games. That's it. And you've got your moderators, there's Caesar from the Hunger Games,
right,
laughing and inviting the people in the audience to get a little bit more raucous, but feigning, please, please keep it down while we ask the next question. Because we're going to learn so much from it.
The spectacle.
I really, really hate what the debates, especially ones that started in such an honest manner between people like Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass.
Indeed.
You know, those were debates. There were rules for the debate. They didn't talk over one another. They took opposing positions and talked about the merits. When's the last time we saw that in a presidential debate?
Well, right. Yeah, because that would preclude, as you were talking about, preclude the zingers. Tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob, and he's got a question for Frank this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. About the debates, I come up with the idea, and I told them the other night, the problem is they got four people trying to debate each other all at once, and I think that they should break it down into one-on-one, each one separated, and in a room, and they don't, in other words, in rotation, each one would debate each one, and that way you would have, you can't have four people debating all at once because they all try and talk over each other, and this way they each could bring up their own questions and points and counterpoints and things like that. In other words, Christie might debate Ramaswamy, and then he goes on, each one gets to debate each one in order. And what do you think of that, Kyle?
Well, yeah, anything to make it, I hate to say more civil, but maybe more to the point of things. What do you think, Frank?
That's what I'm saying. The Lincoln-Douglas debate, those were one-on-one debates, not three and four people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, what do you think, Frank?
The way it's structured, they're not supposed to be debating four-on-four. The moderator says, this question is for you, so-and-so. And they're supposed to have a minute to answer. But everybody else on stage thinks, oh, well, somebody else has been chosen to talk, so I guess I get to interrupt them.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's the point, they can all interrupt each other.
They're not debating. They're not taking separate points. They're not taking opposing views. They're not looking at the policy. They're just screaming at each other. And it looks infantile, sophomoric. And it makes them look unprepared. And I guarantee you, people who are serious about government around the world look at this as a sitcom.
No kidding. Yeah, Bob, had something to say there real quick? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the problem is they all have access to the microphone at the same time. That's the problem. They all can talk over each other. They all have access to the sound at the same time. So obviously anyone, they all jump in at will. When you have a one-on-one and real one-on-one where there are just two people have access to the microphone at the same time, maybe the moderator could jump in, but the other politician shouldn't be able to.
See, I'm looking back at the Newsom-DeSantis debates, and that didn't stop them from destroying each other like that either.
Well, exactly, and especially because somebody will say, Well, what Nikki Haley said, this and such, and then she that gives, and then in her particular, but gives the candidate a chance to jump in and say, they mention my name, and I get to respond to that. And, you know, this kind of thing. And so it just blows up any kind of structure that was originally meant to be there.
Yeah, the only structure that's there that's popular today, and they believe they score points with it, is being able to belittle someone else. They're like petulant children whenever they get on a debate stage, and it makes them look awful. It makes the party look like they can't find anybody better.
Yeah, and by the way, would you ask a friend that you want to try to bring over to conservative thought to say, tell you what, tune into this debate, right? You know, and then, you know, so you can kind of understand more where we're coming from and stuff. And I don't know if people would ask their friends to do that were on the fence, or they were trying to, you know, to influence them in some way.
Right. Again, even when you had two people on stage like DeSantis and Newsom. Now, granted, at the end, you realize that Newsom is a master at not answering a question and deflecting. And DeSantis had his facts straight. They still talked over each other, and more people get annoyed by that than actually glean any useful information out of that.
Well, sure.
So if this debate platform, and I really hate calling it a debate because no debating happens. If we really want to, you know, benefit off of this type of opportunity, do one-on-one interviews. I'd rather see three moderators talking to one person for an hour, and let's schedule one of those for every mainstream candidate, and then at the end, before the primaries start, let's sit down and pull the highlighted answers from each of the candidates, juxtapose them on the issues, asking the same questions, mm-hmm. so that people can actually learn.
Exactly. Beck, Em, and Bob, parting shot, we got about 10 seconds.
All right, on the vice presidency, what about Tucker and Trump, or Trump and Tucker as his vice president?
Okay, good question. We'll let Frank respond as we start to head out to break. Thanks, Beck, Em, and Bob. What do you think, Frank?
I got to be honest with you. The sensationalistic stuff for people who haven't been serious about government and politics. We need a true statesman and someone who understands that they need to respect government, not people who gin up the crowd. I like Tucker Carlson, don't get me wrong, but his profession is to do what he does. We don't need more Joe Scarboroughs coming in to try to run for office again. We just don't.
Very good response indeed, I think. Yeah, because there's different dynamics to all this. Frank, can you stick around for a third segment?
You bet.
All right. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the book, Nullification. We're coming back with a lot more of everything. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is being indicted on some felony tax-related charges with a total of 9 counts. The filing in a federal court in Los Angeles, California, will allege that Biden failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. Sarah Isker on News Nation last night is an attorney and former Trump administration spokesperson.
We've been expecting this. We knew when that plea deal fell through that we would see criminal charges filed. They don't bring charges unless they believe they will win the case.
The White House is criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he underscored the importance of the continuous and sustained flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel is reporting its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of Gaza, who is believed to be hiding underground. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, that's a great tune, by the way, from Elton John. I'm still standing. And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And if you'd like to send us a direct message, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. And we're joined again by Frank Salvato, of course, UndergroundUSA.com, and also the author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
I love that. Thanks. Turning over to the Middle East, Benjamin Netanyahu is now, this according to the Jerusalem Post, he's basically giving a message to Hezbollah up in the north, of course, in Lebanon. He says, if you're going to attack, then we're going to turn Beirut into Gaza. So, I mean, obviously the word escalations are there, but this is all very serious business. I mean, do you think we could still see that kind of front open up in this war?
Oh, certainly, because of the direct connection that Hezbollah has with Iran. You know, Iran not only funds them, they arm them, they train them. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard are advisors in the Hezbollah camps, even the advisors in the Hamas camps. And Hezbollah has been, you know, doing border incursions to test the waters. They would love to be able to go full force at Israel, but they must use caution because Netanyahu's not just blowing smoke here. he believes it's his time to end this thing once and for all. And he's got public sentiment behind him. The overwhelming majority of the Israelis do not want a two-state solution, and they're tired of what they've been living with. And when you go over to the other side and say, okay, Palestinian people, not Hamas, but Palestinian people, I know you voted 85% for Hamas to be your government, but if we offer you a two-state solution, will you accept it? They overwhelmingly say no. So the showdown is here. It's happening. They're in the streets, and they're pacing off before, you know, they're going to draw and shoot. There's going to be one victor here. So, yeah, I do believe Hezbollah can get into it, and I think some of the lesser satellite terror groups will probably end up joining in some disorganized fashion, like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, you know, the Al-Aqsa's Martyr Brigade. There's so many of them over there that are in smaller numbers than Hamas and Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're coming. So Israel's got to do what they have to do to protect themselves. And for the record, I stand staunchly with Israel. Enough is enough.
Yeah, agreed. And a ditto to that, because that is absolutely what we should be doing. And by the way, you know, I was just mentioning earlier that, you know, of course, right now we're Hanukkah just began on sundown on December 7th, goes through December 15th. But now we're seeing, you know, news items that say that many of our Jewish friends are scared, basically, to put up any kind of Hanukkah decorations for fear, right here in the United States of America, for fear that there's going to be some reprisal against them. You know, and this is just absolutely unbelievable to me.
It's insane. And we can lay this at the feet of the people who say you must be tolerant and inclusive. When someone marches through the streets or gathers in mobs screaming death to ... fill in the blank there, that's not protected free speech. There's a ruling at the Supreme Court level in Virginia versus Black that says if you're inciting and moving people to violence,
mm-hmm.
if you are threatening in your speech, that's not covered in the freedom of political free speech. So all of these things that are happening on the university campuses, all of these things that are happening in the urban centers where Jewish synagogues and community centers are being targeted by these mobs who are screaming from the river to the sea, these people should be arrested.
Right.
They're violating the law. They're inciting violence. So you've got people doing this on the one side, but on January 6th, we had a president say, peacefully march down to the Capitol building and let your elected representatives know you're not happy about it. Peacefully march doesn't equate to from the river to the sea.
No kidding. But let's throw the book at them, you know, that kind of thing. And, exactly. And also, I think it's a really interesting sort of illustration that those who are trying to peddle themselves as completely tolerant, everything's equal, everything's fine, all this kind of stuff, but yet they will, in a heartbeat, turn around and go, oh, well, they're just protesting and calling for the destruction of the Jews. And that's okay because, you know, and that's what it would look like under an actual authoritarian, totalitarian state where suddenly, you know, they just decide, you know, they literally pick the winners and the losers. And there's not a darn thing you could do about it at that point.
You've literally got to suspend the facts and the truth in order to rationalize the actions by Hamas. The Israelis are not occupiers. Their existence in Judea and Samaria and all of the region that they actually possess right now is documented back to before the birth of Christ.
Well, sure, yeah. The nation of Israel, King David, I mean, you know, take your pick of all that stuff. Exactly. That's right.
And when you look at the root of what the Palestinians, what a Palestinian is, it goes back to the Roman Empire for people who were displaced in the region. There was never a Palestine. It was an area that people were exiled to. There was no government except for a ragtag mob government, and half of those people were Jewish. So this idea that suddenly the UN gave this land to the Jews defies 3,000 years of documented history.
Right. I always understood it as that they were, for lack of a better expression, giving it back or carving it out where it was supposed to be historically because of the Jewish diaspora. And then, of course, what happened in the 1930s and 40s with the Third Reich, for goodness sake.
Well, you know, the facts are the facts, and there's so much documentation, including archaeological, that put the Jews in that region fully going back before the time of Christ, that to say that the Palestinians were there and the Jews usurped them is comedic. And we have to lay this misinformation, and I'm glad I get to use their word, this misinformation, disinformation came straight out of the universities, and it was aided by an agendized media. So the root of most of everything that's wrong today in the United States when it comes to arrogant indignance and the marching in the streets without any fact backing people up, it all stems from what we're being taught in the universities. It's time to take a very hard stance with the universities, and if we have to starve them, starve them. Because half the people graduating from, especially the Ivy Leagues, in 20 years ago, they wouldn't have been able to graduate high school.
No kidding. Well, you know, we also understand, too, the White House has got some cleanup to do here. They're cutting ties with CARE. Because I think one of their officials basically said the attacks made him happy, but also that Israel does not have the right to defend itself. I mean, this is, you know, actually being, these are words that are being spoken.
Yeah, that was the president of CARE. His name is Awad. He's been the president of CARE for a very, very long time, so it doesn't sound to me like they have a lot of elections. But people have to remember that CARE is this was adjudicated at a federal court. There are an unnamed conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trials, which was a terror financing trial that happened down in Texas, where that side was found guilty. So they were named in this lawsuit as unindicted co-conspirators. They aided in raising funds and sending them to terror organizations. Why are they still allowed to be here?
Good question. Yeah.
That is breaking the terror financing laws where some people go to jail for 25 plus years for that. But this organization has a nonprofit status?
Oh, yeah. Big time. All right, Frank Salvato, appreciate you sticking around, and we're going to talk to you again on Monday morning, and this is a great discussion this morning. I'm really, really pleased by that, and Frank, you take care. We'll talk again soon.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, take care. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification, and we're coming right back with Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Great, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Little sounds of the season. This is one of my favorites, by the way. And I just love this song. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we said, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And it's been a great morning. Again, the time just flies by. I don't know if it's an Einstein relativity issue of some sort, but it just seems like we were just starting hour one, and now we're into the final segment of hour four, and we've got our good friend Patrick Hyland on the line. He is the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, and you can hear Patrick Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal Warren. How are you today, sir?
Doing great. Doing great. We're flying by this morning. Man.
Very nice. Good morning to everybody out there already up and about and all the truckers out there driving to their destinations. We appreciate you keeping America moving. So, and speaking of that, tomorrow, Army and Navy going to be moving on down the road up there in Boston, Massachusetts area and see who wins that big game, one of the longest rivalries of college football. Always to be pageantry of that game is pretty cool. And the other thing about that, Army-Navy, because freedom isn't free, folks. And God bless our military personnel.
Indeed.
Because without them, we wouldn't have the safety on the blanket of them, of this great country we live in today. We have to work on some things, but it's still a great country to live in. So,
agreed, absolutely.
So, great football game last night. People thought it was going to be a dull one, but it turned out really interesting. The Patriots took a 14-0 lead, then it was 21-7, and then they didn't score anything in the second half, but it was enough to hold off the Pittsburgh Steelers to win 21-18. There were some loose officiating calls, Kyle, to say the least, in that game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing that needs to be worked on. We need to get the officiating a little bit better in our pro football games. That's very important, in my opinion. We got a great slate this weekend coming up. We'll have the Texans at the Jets. Not much there, but two equal teams. So you can always get a good game when you have an equal matchup. Rams-Ravens, Baltimore real happy about Pittsburgh losing. That helps them in the division. And the Panthers and Saints, that's the big game the Saints need to win to keep things going there in the NFC South. And then the Buccaneers and Falcons play. So this weekend, you know, that NFC South, you have all four teams playing each other. Normally that happens earlier in the year, not in the beginning, at the end. Pardon me, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Colts will take on the Bengals. The Bengals surprised everybody by beating the Jaguars Monday night with a backup quarterback, Browning. But the kid played well. And we'll see if they can continue on their ways.
And that's really something. When you are the backup quarterback and you get a good performance like that, I mean, that is just, he's got to be walking 3 feet off the ground at that point.
No question, Kyle, because that was just unexpected. And the Jaguar defense suddenly is a little tougher than that. So very, very, can't even explain it. And I'm curious how the Jaguars are going to bounce back against the Browns, because Cleveland's got a good defense, and they might have to go with a backup quarterback there, Kyle, the Jaguars this week, because of Trevor Lawrence having a high ankle sprain in that game. It happened. So we'll see. Sir, we have the Lions and the Bears. And Lions, have been a little bit off. So we're going to see if they can get back to winning ways and make it happen. They look like a front runner this year to compete with the 49ers and the Eagles. Now we'll see if they can get back on their winning ways. So that'll be interesting. Seahawks and 49ers. I mean, the 49ers really put it on the Eagles last week. I'm still stunned about that one, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they keep it going. Then the Raiders and the Vikings. Vikings still trying to get that playoff spot in that North division with the Lions and Packers. So we'll see what happens. And the Broncos and Chargers. It's always a shootout game. So that should be a lot of fun for the folks to watch. I could see a real high-scoring game there. It's kind of funny. Last week, the Chargers won 6-0 against the Patriots, and then the Patriots this week get three touchdowns and hold on to win. It's been a real crazy NFL season, Kyle. I mean, I don't know if you had some time to watch some games or, talk to other people, but have you been hearing the same thing out there about that?
Yeah, well, it just seems like the unpredictability or just mixing it up actually makes it a lot more interesting, I'm sure, for the fans, because it's not, it just doesn't follow some path that sort of seems predetermined,
There you go. Yeah, that's a good point. How about the Chiefs and the Bills? That could be an AFC playoff matchup again. It's been the last few years. They've always been good games. So hopefully that'll be the premier game on Sunday at 4:25 for everybody. And then Sunday night, are the Eagles going to bounce back after that, really sombering defeat against the 49ers and the Cowboys? They're still playing well. They're Two good games right there. Looking at playoff games right there. Bills and Chiefs and Eagles and Cowboys. And then Monday night. Yeah, we're going with two games this Monday night, Cal. They're going to go with the Packers and Giants and the Titans and Dolphins. And we'll talk Monday morning about, you know, those games and how they match up. And they're also doing the Heisman Trophy Monday night, Kyle. Normally they do it Saturday night after the Army-Navy game or a few hours after it, but not this year. So that'll be interesting to see who gets the Heisman Trophy. We'll talk about that on Monday. So,
sure.
One thing I want to get your opinion about, there's some talk that Florida State might boycott the bowl game because of them not getting to play in the playoff series games. What's your thoughts about that, Cal?
Well, yeah, this goes back to, right, then they picked another team regardless of how things were actually going because they thought it was the better team to put in that position, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So,
and again, it doesn't seem fair, though. I mean, that's, and some people might say, well, they are the better team or this kind of thing, but that seems like an arbitrary decision or an arbitrary opinion rather than what does the scoreboard say?
Exactly, Cal. And this brings up something, you know, what I do professionally to help out people with their financial needs and their insurance needs. You can't go about things arbitrarily, especially your retirement. You got to have a plan. You got to be smart. And put it in black and white. You can't have any guessing. You know, that's your life. You don't want to outlive your money. So do yourself a favor. Give me a call. Patrick Hyman at 813-966-1052. Or go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com and schedule an appointment with me. And I'd love to meet with you either on the phone, Zoom, or in person at your place or at the office. Again, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com or Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Kyle, keep up the great work, man. Appreciate talking with you. The audience is digging it.
Thank you.
Just keep rocking, man. you know, turn this into something special, and that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
Kyle, you have a wonderful – you got it, brother. You have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you Monday, sir.
Sounds great, Patrick. God bless. Take care, Patrick, and thank you. All right. Very kind words from Patrick. I appreciate that so much. I really, really do. It really does mean the world to me. And, folks, you guys mean the world to me. I want to thank everybody for listening and being there with us. And, as I said, the time just really flies by, and it really is something. And we just had a lot of great callers this week. And, of course, we're going to be back tomorrow on Saturday mornings. The Saturday morning show is 3 hours long. The Monday through Friday is 4, but we start off at the same time, bright and early, 2 a.m. Eastern time. We hope that you're there with us. And, folks, go out there today. Make it a great day. And it has been just a lot of fun this morning. So we're going to see you hopefully tomorrow. If not tomorrow, we'll see you bright and early on Monday. And Rick in Manatee County listening on 930, thank you for your message. Just saw that there. I really do appreciate it. And it does mean the world to me. So, folks, go out there and make it a great day. We're going to see you soon. I'll warn with you. Take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.